Well, cool. When do you think that's going to be about?
Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Today on The Everyday Novelist, I have with me our sponsor, Chuck Heintzelman, the brain and brawn behind BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. A few of you have written in to ask what the deal with BundleRabbit is, and rather than try to give you my spiel on it, I figure I'd bring the horse himself in and let him chew the hay over in front of you. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what is BundleRabbit?
BundleRabbit. I love how you say Earth's most accessible, bundling site. Dan came up with that, not me. BundleRabbit is an online service that's free for users to upload their ebooks to be bundled. And then curators go in there, again, free, and they say, okay, I'm going to build a bundle. I have this awesome concept, this cool first in series bundle with 10 ebooks. And so they go through the inventory of books that authors have uploaded. They say, yeah, that looks pretty good. Let me pick that. Let me pick this. Let me pick this other one. And then those authors get requests. They say, hey, so-and-so is interested in your ebook to be bundled. Do you want to do this? Yes or no? Being an author myself, it's all author specific. You have total control of your IP here, right? So you have to decide every step of the way. Are you going to allow this? Is this something you want to be associated with?
This is a dating service for ebooks.
It's a dating service for ebooks. Okay, I like that.
This allows you to go on and put your ebooks on the market and see who they want to get in box with.
Yes, exactly. So the service basically makes that process easy. And then, as a curator, you've created a bundle, then BundleRabbit helps you sell it. It's up to the author still to do a large part of the marketing, but the bundle itself is turned into a box set and made available on Amazon or Nook, iBooks, and Kobo. But that's it in a nutshell. And the cool thing is there's like this hidden marketplace inside of BundleRabbit world. There's all these ebooks. There's 850 ebooks as of this morning that are available to be bundled.
So give me the lowdown on curation. How does curation work? What's its deal? And why would one want to do it?
Okay, why would one want to do it? You can almost look at curation as networking for introverts. Because, okay, I'll explain this, and you might edit this all out. I don't know. Here's my theory behind this, okay? What's the number one way you get in a bundle?
Someone asks you.
But the number one reason that they ask you is they know who you are and they know your work, right?
Right.
I mean, after that, it's how good is your cover look? How good is your sales blurb? Do you have a preview? And it's the same stuff as on Amazon or any retailer. But that number one reason, they know you. When you flip around the other way and you become a curator, you're asking authors to be in your bundle. You're getting to know them. You're networking. What is a bundle? A bundle is any time that you group together more than one ebook. You could have an anthology of novels. You could have box sets. So why do you want a bundle? Number one reason, more sales. Because you don't have just your audience. You have every author's audience that is in the bundle also looking at the bundle.
So it's a cross-pollination thing.
Cross-pollination. There's 10 different authors in one bundle. Everyone is promoting it to their audience. So then, all of a sudden, someone you would never reach is picking up this bundle because they love this other author and they found yours and like, oh, hey, this guy's kind of cool too. And really, bundling seems to be kind of taken off because we live in an age of Netflix, where people are used to binging their entertainment.
Now, Bundle Rabbit isn't just a matchmaking service for bundles, though. I mean, anyone can curate, and anyone can put their books up for curation, and it's an a la carte thing. You don't sign a blanket agreement when you get in. You choose which bundles you want to be in based on an invite, right?
Yep, exactly.
But Bundle Rabbit isn't just a matchmaking site for bundles anymore. You're taking on the co-authorship thing. Tell us a little bit about that and why that works. Because one of the problems that authors have with co-authorship is who manages the money. You know, there's people you'd like to do creative things with, but who you wouldn't trust with any money because you know they're going to go over to the slot machines or they're going to get caught in a bar and need to run a tab or something like that.
Right.
And you've found a solution to that problem.
Since Bundle Rabbit had the back end built to handle the monies, we came up with this great idea. Well, let's answer the problem that people have with multi-author and co-authoring, and that is who handles the money. Because you're putting your co-authored book out on Amazon, who is going to get those the sales report every month, split out the money, make sure that you get your share? How are you going to track it? Are you going to be able to actually see what sales are happening if it's not on your account? So Bundle Rabbit answers that by allowing collaboration, which is a not quite released feature. We're just going to beta in 2 weeks. So,
oh, cool. When is that going to be available for the general public?
I have been saying summer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to beat my date.
So for those of you listening, if you've got a co-authorship thing you've been wanting to do, but you've been having trouble figuring out the fiduciary thing, Bundle Rabbit, starting this summer, is a fiduciary for hire. And what's the cut you guys take? Is it like 10%?
Yeah, 10%. And for that, what we do is we allow you to upload the digital assets, fill out the metadata that will be on all the sites that you're publishing. You set your prices one area, and it, you know, it handles the multi-currency and gives you suggestions like, you know, hey, maybe here in India, the exchange rate says that you should be this many rupees, but yeah, we really should only go, you know, 99 rupees here because India, you have to be super competitive. So we handle the multi-currency.
See, region-specific pricing and everything. Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty fun feature, I think.
And I've been in a couple of bundles at Bundle Rabbit, and I can say that even it's still getting traction, so the sales aren't huge, but the back end is fantastic. It's utterly painless. It's draft to digital is the only other one that comes close in terms of the lack of friction you have in finding anything and getting the information you want and doing the stuff you need to do. And the deposits are prompt and wonderful. So I can't recommend you guys enough, and it's not just because I'm being paid to say that. I don't take sponsorships from people whose services I don't use. So, yeah, if you guys listening have been wondering what Bundle Rabbit is about, now you've got kind of an idea, and it's about to get a whole hell of a lot better. So it might be worth your time to pop over there, particularly if you're new in your career and you're looking to start building an audience. Pop over there, upload a few books, and then curate a few bundles yourself so that you can start cross-pollinating with other authors in your genre niche for your stories and building your audiences. Very cool. All right. Well, is there anything else about Bundle Rabbit that we haven't hit that you think we really ought to?
If you're interested in bundling, head over to bundlerabbit.com. You sign up for any of the newsletters, you can get my book, The Author's Guide to Ebook Bundling, for free by joining the newsletter.
Will it be okay with you if we give that book to our patrons?
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so if you are a member of the Patreon, you will have that book in your patron feed next week, in case you find that useful and interesting for your evil business plans. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Chuck, and that'll do it for us today. But don't worry, because like every day, like a bad penny, I will keep turning up, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.